Welcome to the Analytics of Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. One player I think is a critical value watch over the next, well, really 8 months, but probably more so like two or three in terms of his free agent status, is Jameis Winston. And so some of the data we're looking at here was the real draft tracker, real draft position tracker for him. He is currently at quarterback 28 in terms of where he is at with going in real drafts. To give you an idea, that's just behind Teddy Bridgewater, ahead of Ben Roethlisberger. So that's the sort of range that you're looking at there. It's a 207, 208 range of rookie draft picks. So I will say, if you're thinking about him, I've taken him a couple of times. I took him once this year, and I've already had, in an existing league, I've already drawn offers for him that included like first plus type valuations. So I do think that is I'd be surprised if that draft position holds out, given some of where I've seen him. I think he definitely deserves to be above that, just in terms of what you're going to pay ultimately, like, or what upside you're going to get, right? Like, what do you want, him or Teddy Bridgewater? Like, I don't know. I think Jameis has the ability to change games, change seasons more than Teddy Bridgewater does. And so that's really the thing for me, is I think he has pretty high upside. He's got, you know, multiple hits. He's got a top six finish. And he is just a really high yards per attempt guy as well. I mean, he's at 7.7. He had in his final year in Tampa Bay, I mean, he was up north of 8. So, I mean, it's a pretty good, there's some pretty high statistics there in terms of, he was 8.2. So last 3 years, 7.9, 7.9, 8.2. You know, some of the interception stuff has got away from him a little bit. And honestly, to start his career, wasn't terrible. It was still a little high, but wasn't horrible. 2.8, 3.2, 2.5%. So you'd like to see that, you know, 2% or lower. But, you know, it's not horrible numbers. Then you get 3.7 and 4.8, the final 2 years there in Tampa, and that's kind of where it got away from him. So, you know, I'll say one thing about him. I think he was an immature player, and I think it was a very, I'm not sure Tampa was ever a great situation in terms of a lot of the, you know, there was coaching changes and all that stuff. I'm not sure Bruce Arians' fit is all that good, right? Going to make all these vertical throws. He's, you know, this deep ball thrower. Not sure you want to embrace that much risk with him, right? So that might have been a scenario where you're asking him to do a little bit too aggressive of a plan. So I'd be interested to see in a Sean Payton offense. You know, he is a free agent, so that puts a lot of this in a Sean Payton offense. Maybe he's different, right? Maybe that's schemed up a little bit different. Maybe he's given more easy throws. You can sort of cap some of that interception rate stuff. That would be kind of my hope there with him going forward. You know, you don't get 7.9 yards per attempt guys just growing on trees. So I do think that's, you know, that's higher than some of the other spots in that range of the draft. I mean, you know, you're getting, you know, it's after Drew Lock, for example. You know, it's after Garoppolo. You know, and so you're just, it's after, like I said, after Bridgewater, just ahead of Ben, Jordan Love, he's ahead of Mitchell Trubisky. But I think you can go a little bit higher with him just because I think his upside warrants it. I'd be surprised if we come to August and there wasn't a clear cash out opportunity for a profit. So that would just be my thought. Let's just do some quick review here of some of the notable stuff about him. In terms of the, you know, of where the market is, to give you an idea on some of that stuff. So over at Football Guys,
the other quarterback rankers have him at 30 and 28. I actually had him right around 20. So, again, that's pre-rookies coming in. I don't think the other folks put rookies in either. But just in terms of what I value, right, be able to make a difference. And I think he offers pretty asymmetric upside. It would be the I think the you know, if there was a rationale, right? I'm thinking a lot about like the type of decisions that we're making. If there's a rationale for him, I think it is an asymmetric one, right? Like the upside that he offers is a lot greater than quarterback 28. And I think the odds are going to be really high that he gets an opportunity. So that would just be the overall spot there. In terms of some of the rankings at other places, he's 30 over at DLF. That corresponds pretty closely to their ADP as well. So, you know, it's later there. So I am undoubtedly higher on him than the market is. That's more of a second round valuation. I'll say I have seen first plus type valuations for him in the trade market. So just be on the lookout for that. A little trade review stuff here. Daniel Jones, Jameis Winston for a second. Superflex, 12 team. Yep, take that. We'll definitely do that. Let's see here. This is a big one. Justin Herbert for Jameis Winston, Jonathan Taylor, and Jalen Reagor. So that's really packaging. That's a whole different level in terms of going from quarterback, running back, and wide receiver, right, to what you think is an elite quarterback, right? So it's not even really necessarily fair to grade against Jameis in that one. That's a big time trade. Jameis for Robert Tonyan in a second, right? So that's probably like a later first round valuation. Two QBs. Let's see. Nope, that was a mistake. Jameis Winston, DeAndre Swift, and two future firsts for Lamar Jackson. So again, that's that elite quarterback trade. So someone did Salvin Ahmed for Jameis Winston in November. That's a good example of have the longest view in the room. Jameis Winston for Alex Smith. That was back in November. Another good example. Not a ton of Jameis trades recently. So him for LaVisca Chenault, give me Jameis, right? Cause I think the upside on that's higher than like a wide receiver three. And, you know, maybe it's more risk, but again, the floor's not that high for Chenault either, right? So that's kind of that. Jameis in a first for Derek Carr. That's an interesting one in terms of what you're aiming for, of what really your aim is. If you need, I would say if you're not a contender, if you're in a rebuild, that's a really interesting trade because you're getting like a high upside. You're getting a high upside outcome, right? That comes with risk, which is kind of what you want if you are a rebuilding team, and the floor is not particularly high for Derek Carr. Derek Carr is probably not going to be in your, in your future contending team. If you're a couple years out, right, he's probably not going to be the guy there. So that's an interesting one. I'll say that it looks like the pick there was like a middle. It was like a playoff first, but not a great contending one. So that's kind of the value on that middle of the round type-ish pick. And the guy actually getting Jameis was, yeah, he was out of the playoffs. So he's picking, you know, it looks like 104, 105, something like that. So again, you're not sure exactly what the, his actual state of mind was, but it somewhat fits that, for sure. So getting basically a couple of upside shots over what is probably a pretty low ceiling Derek Carr. That's a really interesting one. And honestly, one that I would actually, maybe look to explore, as well, get some, you know, if selling Carr is an option for a valuation like that, that's certainly an interesting idea, for upside perspective, because I don't think Carr represents that much. So, a couple other ones here, a lot of moving pieces in this one. Sam Darnold, TJ Yeldon, Kenny Stills in a fourth for Nick Mullins, Mitchell Trubisky, and Winston. Again, that's pretty low on Winston. So I'm not sure that market's there right now, but that's certainly not very high on Winston. Gardner Minshew, Jameis Winston. This is back in December. So again, there hasn't been a ton of sample recently, but the market's just opening back up. So Gardner Minshew, Jameis Winston, Josh Jacobs, David Montgomery in a second. Essentially all of that for Kyler Murray. So there's a couple other guys in there, Travis Fulgham, Darnell Mooney, and Donald Parham. But that is really Jameis Winston, Josh Jacobs, David Montgomery in a second for Kyler. So again, you're going to an elite quarterback. You know, where do we put Kyler on that perspective? This person certainly did. That's an interesting one. Darren Waller and Jameis Winston for Aaron Rodgers and Julio Jones. Again, that was back in season. So again, I think it's palatable. I think there's multiple different ways to go about it too at this point, right? You can sort of go the similar player value type range, or you can go as part of a bigger package. And I think that interesting, like that kind of flat ceiling or low ceiling kind of Derek Carr for Jameis plus a first, like that's a really interesting construct that would probably have me pretty interested. So, all right, well, that'll do it for this episode. Until next time, continue embracing the variance, and we will talk again very soon.